Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
John Moses is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Hi, John.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. And before we get to the music, John, I understand you just went recently to the LA Taste event. And as a foodie myself, I have to ask you, what is the best thing that you tried there?
Oh, man. Okay. Gus's Fried Chicken in Mid-City. Man, far and wide the best thing I had at LA Taste.
See, I was thinking you were going to say something either Mexican or Japanese, because I think now every time I go back out to L.A., I used to live there, the first things I want to do are have really good Mexican food and really good sushi.
You are certainly not taking anything away from those arenas. There wasn't great Mexican food. There was great Asian food. But there's something about
the way the
hot sauce melts into the breading that just kills me.
Okay. Now, enough food. Let's get to the music. And the first one that you brought us is by Damon Smith. This is Days of Stars and Wine.
Remember those days of stars and wine. But still,
has kind of a Sgt. Pepper sound to it.
Absolutely. I found Damon's music through a Facebook post recommendation, which is not usually how I find music. A band, Arc Iris, posted about him, but I was really blown away by the record and the complexity of what he had put together. So this newest record, God of the Grid, entirely recorded in bedrooms and practice spaces. He was trying to create this untraditional pop song with Days of Stars and Wine, focusing on less predictable chord progressions and structures, and called on more recognizable influences like Thundercat or Tame Impala to achieve that sort of sound and production and writing.
Kind of an eerie quality to it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for whatever he has next. So if he can graduate from the bedroom to maybe a bigger recording studio, I think sky's the limit.
Okay, the next one is Francesca Blanchard. This is Baby.
Lately I've been running around trying to find love in the godforsaken town. Oh, baby, what have you done to me? I can't seem to chase you out of my dreams. Maybe there's a God above somewhere.
How would you describe this?
I would describe it as really honest. You know, Francesca's from my neck of the woods in Vermont. And I've known her for a while, been listening to her music for a while. And her first record found some success in the world music genre space. She's a great performer. She's fluent in both French and English. And I think her newest works, Baby being the latest release from her, the production value's ramped up. The writing feels really real. The melodies are catchy. Baby's just a great example that Francesca's making some of her best work yet.
It does have a country sound to it as well.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a twang to it.
Yeah, a little twang. Okay, the next one that you have brought us is by Jaunt. This is On Your Mind.
Strange to dispose of intentions untoward. What did you make of all the days of in memory? Did they really have to last? The days you won't forget. On the back of all this thinking is a misplaced fear of staying still with the wave you say it's all.
So what should we know about Jaunt?
Well, Jaunt's a five-piece band out of Toronto, and over the last few years, they put out a couple of EP releases that tread in the art pop world. I guess I would liken them to maybe Bon Iver as a relevant touchstone to what they're doing. And this single came out earlier, and I think it's their most accessible track to date. It started as a loose sketch between their drummer, Duncan Hood, and Alex Savinsky of the band Bad Bad Not Good, and blossomed into something that's driving and energetic, but also really thoughtful and spacious. And they're working on a new record, so I'm excited to hear how some of the ideas in this track translate to a full-length project.
Okay, the next one is called Paradise. This is by Joel Kynan. Dying in Paradise. Let me guess, he's from Los Angeles.
Well, he's from, I believe he lives in San Diego, so he's in the area.
That's Paradise as well, okay.
Yeah, that's Paradise for you. This track, Paradise, was written after a long day of working at a bike shop on Coronado Island. From what he told me, he's commuting home, he's in this idyllic setting, and it's literally a paradise, but he, as the song suggests, just feels like dying after a tough day. And I love the contrast between sort of the song sonically. It's very light, it's bouncy, you have those beatboxing drums, you have the Beach Boys-esque soaring vocal mix, but if you dig a little bit deeper, though, there's those darker human themes I think are really relatable both in this song and throughout his work.
I have to say, I have been to Coronado Island, and it is just about as close to paradise as you can get in the United. It is gorgeous. And there's, of course, the Hotel Del Coronado there that you can go and have a nice lunch there, look out at the waves. I mean, it is a really beautiful place.
Hey, you're selling it to me. I gotta go.
All right, the last one we have time for is Masterpiece. This is by Salt.
Please don't change your smile. You're the only one I love. Please never doubt that you're gonna be the only one.
To say, I am a sucker for a good bass line, and that is one, and I love those retro vocals as well.
That bass line crushes me every time. So it's Salt's this new mysterious project that's quickly become a station favorite at KCRW with their debut album, 5. And purposely, there's very little information about the band provided both by the band and the label. Sort of the ethos behind that is they'd like to focus, or the listeners to focus, more on the creations rather than the creators. I'd liken it to maybe a graffiti artist who puts his piece on a wall, his her piece on a wall, and you might see the image, you would see the tag, but you don't know much about the artist themselves, and the work speaks for itself. But what we do know is that the project involves London-based musician Inflow, who writes and produces on the record, and he's worked with Michael Kiwanuka, Tom Adele, Jungle, and you can really hear those inspirations on this track and throughout the record. And the whole album sounds crisp, but there's these elements of antiquity. I think the marriage of those qualities really jumps out as being timeless and unique. It's a hard sound to achieve, but they really knocked it out of the park.
That is John Moses, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. John, great to have you with us again. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you can find all our DJ session picks on Spotify. It's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.